Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. So a little bit of psychology today's program. Different approaches, a different world, and that's why they're horse races. Time for the weekly multiple listing sales update. This is for the week ending June 9th, 2006. It's the 23rd week of the year and the 388th week. I've compiled this information. This is through the multiple listing service only and just single-family residences. I'm not counting condos in these stats. Do have some other stats. I don't know if I'll have time today. I obviously blew the whole thing about the after-the-show caller, Paul. Paul, if you're listening, maybe we can schedule. You can call in next week. Would love to have you on the program and actually talk about the city's annexation of Coast Village Road and a little bit of history there. Just a five-minute call would be fun. Appreciate you calling and filling me in. And sorry, we'll straighten everyone out next week on that information. 55 new listings hit the books this week. That's a very, very big number. We've hit the 50s before, but let's see, looking back, 56 once, 52, not too frequently. Well, a couple of 56s. Not too frequently. No, that's 156. I have two pages of the same information. So that's a lot of listings, a low of 755,000 over on Chapala Street and a high of 9,750,000 on East Mountain Drive. Of the 55 new listings, 22 were under million dollars, and the median price was $1,075,000. Second category, opened escrows, 24 lucky people opened escrow, a low of 740,000 on Punta Gorda, not far from where Jeff was living on Cañada. And a high of $5.4 million on Jalinda. Seven of the 24 under $1 million went into escrow this week, ending June 9th, 2006. Median price of $1,373,000. Third category, 17 even luckier people actually closed escrow. 17 closed escrow. This is a first. I don't remember ever seeing this. I think only for the last 2 years I've been doing how many were under $1 million. But of the 17 closed escrows, zero were under $1 million. This just doesn't really mean much, but it was just kind of interesting. It's just 1 week. I mean, if you said nothing sold under $1 million for the last month, that would, I think, be a little more significant. We do have a lot of listings under $1 million. We have relative to last year, which, of course, is relative to hell, you know, how hot is it? Last year, the inventory was low. I mean, everything was low. So now we're getting into a more of a normal market, which so it's a good sign to see somewhat of that increase. And last year, at this time, we had 58 listings under $1 million on the market. 22% of them were in escrow. So a net number of 45. Today, June 9th, 2006, we have 139 listings, more than double, available under $1 million, and yet only 11.5% are in escrow, leaving a net number of 123, which is almost three times the 45 net number we had a year ago. God, we're really running out of time. 17 sold escrow, a low of $1,095,000 on Cay Alamo, a high of $4,875,000 on La Verita, zero under $1 million. The median price for the 17, $1,695,000. Active under $1 million, I already told you. Active overall, including under $1 million, 582, 10.3% in escrow, leaving a net number of 522. Last year at this time, 379 active listings and 18% were in escrow, leaving a net number of 312. So the net number of 312 last year, net number today, 522, over 60% more inventory last year at this time. The percentage of in escrow was around, you know, in the eights and nines. At least we're going up to the tens and 11.5% under $1 million. Whew. We're out of time. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, or call me after the program at 452-2428. That's 805 local call, 452-CHAT. If you want to buy or sell a property, or if you have any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.